I recently spent $40,000 on 4 patio doors. Why? Because they're hurricane rated. I'll explain. Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life, creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Before we jump into this week's episode, let's read our review of the week. This comes from Clean Counter, titled Feeling Seen and Empowered with Tools to Deal with a New Diagnosis. Thank you, Patricia, for making me feel not so alone. I feel more normal for the first time in my life. I value your honest perspective shared with a healthy dose of credibility and well-researched stats. Here's to breaking cycles. Well, cheers, Clean Counter. We are breaking cycles. You are doing hard work, mama, and breaking generational cycles is not easy. So give yourself a pat on the back, a big giant hug, do something good for yourself today because you are doing hard work, and it matters. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. These doors are not needed if you live in suburbia. You can get a perfectly good patio door for $1,000, less, maybe slightly more. But the doors that we just bought were between $8,000 and $12,000 each because we have a rental home that is on the water. It's at the beach, and the environment's different there. These doors can withstand hurricanes, high winds, the salt water, everything that comes with life on the water. Having ADHD is like living on the water. All the people who aren't neurodivergent, they live on dry land. They live in the safety of the prairie. Now, when you live on the water, you need different things. Do some of the same things work as what would work on regular, like, prairie land? Sure. But generally speaking, your supplies need to be sturdier. They're withstanding hurricanes. People on the prairie don't understand hurricanes. Sure, they have storms. I'm not negating that. But it's different when you live on the water. Things have to be waterproof. Yes, everybody deals with rain. But on the beach, you have shifting tides and salt water, which is far more harsh than regular water. On the beach, it's easy to lose stuff in the sand. You have to find a way to deal with the changing landscape because the beach is different with every tide. When you're on the water, the waves mean that you are constantly moving. The tides are moving you. There's rip currents. There's no sameness. There's not a lot of steadiness. Things are constantly moving, constantly changing. Life on land is simpler. It's easier to deal with. Because when you're on the water, you might be swimming, but you might be floating, or you could be drowning. You could be floundering about. Maybe you're on a boat, or on the dock, or on the beach. Each of those situations requires different supplies and a different way of doing things. When you're on the water, there's a different way to live. Traveling by boat is a lot different than traveling by car. You steer differently. You have to tie everything down. Life at sea is different. And when you're comparing yourself to neurotypical Nancy, she doesn't have the same struggles you have. You've got to stop comparing yourself to people who don't live on the water. This is like a full Southern moment for this Midwestern girl, but I'm going to say, bless their heart. They don't understand. If you're not from the South, bless your heart is a super passive-aggressive way to be like, oh, pat that person on the head, little thing. You just don't get it, do you? Because for people who live on the prairie, like, don't be wrong, loved Little House on the Prairie as a kid. One of my favorite shows and books. But it's a different lifestyle. When you're trying to figure out how to live life on the water, you talk to other people who live on the water. You don't learn how to boat from someone who lives in the forest. You can't learn how to fish from someone who's tracking rabbits. It's a different set of skills. When you want to learn how to live life with ADHD as a mom, You talk to other moms who have ADHD. This is one of the biggest reasons that I started a community, because you don't have to suffer by yourself. You can join a community of moms that get it, that have been there, who aren't going to side-eye you when you explain what you're dealing with. You can join successful mama meetups and hang out with moms who get it. Neurotypical Nancy, who lives on the prairie, is not the best person to ask for advice on how to live your life. Come ask the other ADHD moms, how do they do it? Like, neurotypical Nancy's over here like, oh, just have a chore chart. Well, you know what? My chore chart just got washed out to sea, and it's wet and soggy, and I can't read it anymore. Or I can't even find it because it washed out to sea. Like, it's a different type of living. She can't give you advice on what to do with a wet, soggy chore chart that went out to sea. You are the captain of your ADHD boat. If you have a boat, you might still be flying around in the water, barely keeping your head above. Or maybe you're straight up drowning, and it's not good. I have learned how to build my boat. I'm the captain of my boat. I know how to ride the waves. I know how to steer through the tides. Do I still get wet? Yes, but I know what to do with it. I'm not thrown overboard weekly. It's pretty rare that I get thrown overboard, because I know how to deal with life on the sea now. I'm telling you this because I want you to know that that's an option for you too. You don't have to drown. You don't have to struggle along looking around like, why doesn't everyone else's advice work for me? Why can't I figure this out? It's because you're learning from the wrong person. Or maybe I should say the wrong people. Because in successful mama meetups, this isn't the Patricia show. This is a group of moms who come together to share and figure out life together. We spend the first 30 minutes working on our plan for the week, and then we spend the next 30 minutes hanging out. Yes, sometimes I share from my heart, but most of the time, we're all sharing together. I'm struggling here. Do you have any ideas? Or, I'm struggling here. I just want to complain for a second. Or, hey, who else here loves to do this weird thing that everyone else tells me I'm weird for liking, but I really like it, and I think other people probably like it too, and I hope someone else here does also. Where we can practice being ourselves and knowing that the people around us get it when we talk too much or overshare or feel bad that, you know, should I ask a question? Should I interrupt? I don't know what to do. These are safe places to try that out and see, because everyone in the room gets it. There's this beautiful acceptance and openness and knowing that when you're struggling with something, not only do these people get it, they have ideas that actually work. So Successful Mama Meetups has been closed because I wanted the initial group to get settled and make sure that I had all of my like technology figured out. And now that it's running well, I want to open it up to any mom who wants to be there with us. You're invited. You are cordially invited. This is your official invitation to come join us. Join this beautiful community of women who are figuring out life. Couple quick reminders. One, it's on Zoom. It's virtual. So you can meet us from anywhere. And you can't get behind. There's no homework to do. This is about spending half the time building your skills and half the time enjoying yourselves. Because you want to show up because it's fun and you get stuff done. And there's like proactive accountability there. No one's coming behind and being like, well, you didn't do this. That's not it. It's the positive side. Like with ADHD, we do better with positive reinforcement than negative reinforcement. I'm making this as fun as possible and as wonderful and comforting as possible so that you feel welcome and you want to show up. You want to come practice your planning skills because it's enjoyable. I've built in like all the ADHD bumpers that I can with email reminders and text reminders. And as we're working, I give verbal cues to help you get back on track when you've gone down a rabbit hole. Reminders to wrap up so that you can find a good stopping place for your brain. And know that you do not need an official diagnosis. I've never asked the community, but I would guess it's probably like 50-50 of people who officially know and people who are pretty sure. Like, to me, that doesn't matter. If you resonate with these tools and strategies and you feel like you live at sea and you're over here trying to learn how to do it from Little House on the Prairie, like, that's what matters to me. Like, does this work for you? Okay, come on. And in the second half, we hang out. Sometimes it's in a small group. Sometimes it's in a bigger group. Once a month, I share on a topic for the full group for, you know, I aim for 5 to 7 minutes. But like in Patricia time, that's like 10 minutes. and spark an idea of how do we like take care of ourselves? How do we learn about our ADHD? And then everyone in the group can share their ideas during that time. In January, we learned about rest. How do we rest? Not one mom suggested sitting around doing nothing, because we know what it's like to have ADHD, and how can we have true rest that's for us? How do we energize ourselves, right? Now, next month in March, our theme is listening to yourself and listening to your body. Like knowing how do you tune in to what is important to you and how do you feel what you're feeling and what you need, and learning to trust yourself again. That's going to be our topic for March. I'm inviting you in to join up now so that you can be there for that talk, so that you can be in the room with other moms sharing their ideas and share what works for you. What if there was a way to put together your plan for the week so that you actually wanted to do the planning? You wanted to show up and figure it out. Because now your day is smoother, easier, calmer, it flows. You're not surprised by that field trip or that dentist appointment. You know that it's coming. What if you had support to make the plan so you can actually follow through on it and feel good about yourself? This is the place to be to get your ish together. You are invited to Successful Mama Meetups. It's a twist on productivity and community. It's time set aside to make your weekly plan, followed by hanging out with other moms with ADHD who get you. So you don't need to earn the fun. You're intertwining them in the same event, so you want to show up every week. For just a few dollars a week, you'll have your plan set so that you can accomplish the tasks you need to get done. You know, when you're trying to work on your next business idea or do that fun craft with your kids that's been sitting on the counter for months, you know the answer to the dreaded, "What's for dinner?" You are present in the conversation with your kids after school or at dinner because you aren't a ball of stress. You can take care of you when you have a plan. When you have this, you feel confident, capable, energetic, hopeful, relieved, like you can breathe. So sign up now at patriciasung.com/meetup and welcome to the Successful Mama community. We also have a Facebook group where you can connect with other moms, because this isn't just about the time that we're together. This is about building your support system. So join us every week. Sign up now at patriciasung.com/meetup. The other part of this being ADHD friendly is that there is no time commitment to stay. So you sign up, you have a week to decide. Like, you can come to a meeting and be like, is this for me? Maybe it's not. I don't know. You can try it out. And if in that first 7 days you're like, Patricia, this is not for me, I will refund your money, no questions asked. Like, not a problem. If this isn't a good match for you, like, you don't need to stay. It's cool. I highly doubt that. But you know, I want you to have that like safety net there to know that like you can try this and it's safe. And if it's not a good fit, you can go. But also, like, you can change your mind anytime. When you sign up for the month, it's just for that month. There's no contract. You don't have to stay for 3 months or 6 months or whatever. Like, you come, you feel it out. And if you like it, you stay. And if you're like, I don't know, this isn't for me anymore, then you cancel your membership. You enjoy the month that you're here and then you go. There's no requirement where you have to do this. Like, I want this to be so ADHD friendly. Like, I feel like I've covered all my bases. And if you have a question of like, well, but did you think about this? Let me know. I'm happy to answer it. Email me and ask. Send me a direct message on Instagram and ask. Go into the Facebook group and ask. I'm a pretty open book. I want this tool to serve you, and know that I also have a survey in there asking you all like, hey, how's this going? I'm constantly asking questions in the meeting. What do you think? What do you need? Does this work better? Does that work better? Because this group is for you. If you're like, say no more, Patricia, I'm in, head over to patriciasung.com/meetup. It's all one word, M-E-E-T-U-P. And join us. Give it a try. See if it's a good fit for you. I hope that you stay a long time and really lean into this community. But if it's not a good fit, it's totally cool. Like, I'll be here in a different way. Wait, that doesn't make sense. Not in a different way. Like, I'll be here in like another way that might fit you better. Like, I'm always going to tell you here on the podcast what's going on and what opportunities I have for you to understand yourself better and understand your ADHD better. But like, I don't ever want you to feel any pressure that you have to do something. Like, if you're ready for my help, I'm here. If you're not ready, it's cool. Like, keep on going on. Like, if you're good, you're good. But I always tell you what's going on. I'm always looking for like, how else can I help you? If you have ideas, like, please tell me. I love hearing ideas. I love ideas. I have so many ideas. so many ideas. And I love hearing yours. I want to be the person holding out that life preserver for you, saying like, here's my hand. Let me help you. Let me teach you how to ride the waves instead of getting knocked down every time. Let me teach you how to swim instead of barely keeping your head above water. There are plenty of people out there who will tell you how to swim and have never gotten wet in their life. I can teach you that because I've gotten real wet, real soggy, and fought tooth and nail to figure out, how do I live like this? How do I live well? How do I be happy? Knowing that my brain isn't like most of the world. And how do I be true to myself in that process? And I want you to have those same answers. I want you to know how to live life well with the brain you have and the family you have and the season that you're in. How do we make your life fit you? We're not here to live somebody else's life. And know that, like, if you need more than just the community, and I'm like, just, it is so good. It's not just a Patricia. It's not just, right? Like, if you need more than that, like, and because, let me back up a second. Like, when we start our planning in that 30 minutes, like, I give you a clear plan on the screen of like, get these things, look for this, put together this. And some moms are like, cool, got it. I'm on it. And other moms are like, hey, I want more than that. I want more help. Like, you can bundle daily planning for ADHD moms when you sign up for Successful Mama Meetups at a sweet discount and learn like how to get your day together even more than what we're doing in the group. In that course, I teach you in ADHD-friendly ways how to get your day together. How do you deal with the tide and the salt water and the winds? How do you keep up with your calendar? How do you figure out your to-do list? What actually matters? What needs to get done today? I want to be the sturdy dock that you can anchor to until you can do it on your own. I want to teach you how to live on the water well, have this community of other moms who also you can lean on each other when you need help and support, and that you can stay for as long as you want or need to have that support there. Because we also have a Facebook group that's just for the moms in Successful Mama Meetups. The whole point of that group is to connect, because that way you can reach out to each other and send someone a message and be like, hey, I saw you on the call. You mentioned this hobby. I love that. Like, can we talk? And have this like safe space to make friends with people who get you. And if you're like, hey, not a Facebook fan, cool. You can also do that in our Zoom rooms and message moms in the Zoom chat and say, hey, I saw that you like horses or toucans or surfing or whatever, and reach out and connect with people. So I so hope that you'll come join us for Successful Mama Meetups and be a part of this community for as long as your heart desires. Because these are your people. These are the people that understand what it's like to try so hard and not get ahead. These are the people who get having kids who have high needs and the struggle that comes with that. These are the moms who get how you have 74,000 brilliant ideas and don't know how to pick just one. These are your people. Come join us, patriciasung.com/meetup, and join us before March 8th, because that's when we're doing our group talk and sharing about how to listen to your body. So I will see you in the group, Successful Mama. I cannot wait to hang out with you and put a face to your name and build this community of ADHD moms strong beyond belief. I'll talk to you soon, Successful Mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.